which is a work that really defines what you guys do all day, work Hashem and learning. Or Chaim HaKadosh points out that if you look at this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, and I told Max earlier that had I known this Vort 24 years ago, I would have said it on the Bar Mitzvah, but I did not know the Vort. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that if you look at the donations that Chai Yisrael gave to the Mishkan, it seems like it's going in descending order of value. Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Cheles, Dargaman, Tula Ashani, and the Bar Mitzvah Parsha, that's why I know about that. Higo Vaiter. It goes in descending order of value. But if you look at the last two of the 13, it's a Pella, Avnei Shoam v'Avnei Meluyim. What were the Avnei Shoam v'Avnei Meluyim? They were put on the Choshen. And the Gemara Nina tells us that it was given to us by the Noni HaKavod. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, the Lechora, these are priceless gems. So these should be first on the list. Why is that? To you? Yeah,
what? 2 years ago.
2 years ago, wow. So what's the Teretz?
Doesn't remember that one.
Okay. Yeah, I remember you told to me in Wrestler one morning.
It's a big yisur.
Wrestler?
Big yisur.
Yeah, that's how many years
Wrestler.
Ago it was.
Oh, fine. So, says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the barometer by which we gauge the chashivas of an item for us is based on the market value. So in Echonami, priceless gems to go first. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv an item's value is about based on the chesron kiss, based on the amelos that you put into it. So the priceless gems, the metal mishamayim, zahav, kesef, and nechoshes. That's with hard work. So that's why it's first on the list. There's a kasha on it, but we had a few terutzim earlier today. Fine.
Why is it tcheles?
More work.
No, those
are
more work than the gold.
No, zahav, kesef, tcheles, agamon. It goes like that. Zahav, kesef, nechoshes. Zahav is first. But okay, the side kushya that you have to be masber a little more is. What do you mean? The Zav Kesef Nechoshes was gotten from Bezos Mitzrayim. They didn't work for the Zav Kesef Nechoshes. It was Bezos Mitzrayim.
They worked 210 years.
Oh! That's a lot of money. Yeah? Yeah?
No, but isn't it like that Dafka, the Avnei Shoam v'Avnei Meluyim, our last people from the CM, they delayed?
How could be that? Oh, this is Archive.
No, I thought it's on the...
That's why the Yud is missing.
Right?
Okay. Actually, the Reli Baruch Finkel, I don't know if you know where Shiva's been quoted Reli Baruch Finkel a lot. He actually says, okay, this is, later, we'll do this, fine.
It's
beautiful. Yeah, Reli Baruch Finkel says that that really, Be'etzem, if you look at the Zohar Kadosh, it says that Avodah Kasha Zu Kushya, Chomer Zu Kava Chomer, Levanim Zu Libud Hilchasa. The Zohar darshans all of the Shiva Mitzrayim with different concepts in Shas. Libun is Libun Hilchasa. And Chomer is Chomer, Kavu Chomer. And Kushya, Avodah Kasha is Kushya, etc. So, Frederick Victor Nevensal, what would be the, what's the Zohar Ibn Rami's to? You heard this before? Beautiful. It's like, what's the Zohar Ibn Rami? Why is Zohar Lav Dafki in the Pasuk? Chai Yisrael worked with Shibud Mitzrayim, with Avodah Kasha. Okay, 1 second. Shibud Kasha. And it had Avodah Kasha, Chomer Levaden. Why are we Lav Dafki in it? Oh, Kavu Chomer. It's not true. So he quotes his Mor B'chami, his father-in-law, who says that really Be'etzem, this is wild, Be'etzem at Bris Ben Avisarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two plans, plan A and plan B. Be'emes, Klai Yisrael had to go into Shibud. But what type of Shibud? Be'emes, B'yisod HaDvarim, if they did a Shibud of a Amelus in learning, that would have satisfied the Gzeres HaShibud of 400 years. But because Klal Yisrael were not zochet to that, for whatever reason, they had to replace the shibud of amelus in learning with shibud of actual avodas parach. And that's what the Zohar Kadosh means. Really, Chomer could have been a Kavu Chomer. Levadim could have been a Libud Hilchasa. Kushya could have been a Kushya, could have been learning. But because they instead were not willing to take that route, they had to do a plan B. And then he's Mosif. We think Shevet Levi was putter from the shibud. They were clergy, they were exempted. No. They Taka did the Shibud also. The Shibud they did was plan A. Plan A Shibud.
Why is it called a
Shibud
then?
The Shibud, it's Amelus. That's exactly where the chisar of this door lies. It's exactly the point. Your mamash nailed it. If a person were to view his learning, his Shibud as a Shibud, like a job, at least like a job, right, Shia? At least like that. We're all on the same page. If you at least view it that way, then your Shibud will be a much different Shibud. It'll be a much different learning. Okay.
Most people don't view their job as a shiva, so then you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be at the learning either, or...
You're saying they don't have what to compare it to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's also a chisar in the door. Good work ethic is a very important thing. Rastav from KBY, when he was a Magid Shir here for a year, used to say that all the time. You have to excel in your academic studies, not necessarily because of inherent reason, but pragmatically, in order for it to spill over into your learning, you have to show a good work ethic. Okay, let's start. 508. Okay. So we are continuing on in Siman Kuf Beis. This is going to be the second to last Shir on Siman Kuf Beis. Next week we're going to do one more Siman on Davar Sheish Lamatir, but it's more of a side Sif Gimel. But it gets into the New York City water, which Mitchell will do next week, with a lot of background. It's a lot of fun. But we're going to do one more Shir on Davar Sheish Lamatir as it relates to what we discussed last week, which was the major Machlokish Rishonim between Rashi and the Ran. And today's agenda is to basically plug in these two Mahalchim, the Rishonim, into four different nafkaminas. We may not get to the fourth one, but if we get to the fourth one, that's like the cherry on top. That's like a really geschmack, a juicy one. But we'll try to do each one, and I hope everyone chazered over the past Shabbos and now. But let's just do a brief summary, just in case we didn't chazer completely. We mentioned last week that one of the dvarim that are not subject to bittul berov, one of the qualifications is a davar sheish lo matirim. And this is an exception to the principle of bittul berov. That's one halacha that davar sheish lo matirim has. And a second halacha that davar sheish lo matirim has is that we don't apply the principle of suffik derabanan lekula. Nothing to do with the tarovas. Stam, like a regular suffik derabanan, but that iser, the davar sheish lo matirim, we don't apply the rule of suffik derabanan lekula, rather it's suffik derabanan lechumra. Those are the two chumras, so to speak, of davar sheish lo matirim. It's not subject to bittul berov, and suffik derabanan is lechumra. That being the case, we asked, what exactly is the explanation behind why a davar sheish lo matirim is not subject to bittul berov? Why is it that an item that will become mutter is not subject to bittul berov? So we saw two mahalchim. Rashi gives a pragmatic approach. Practical approach. Rashi says the famous words. Go ahead. Good. Pass the faher. Acha tochlenu be'iser, tochlenu beheter. That instead of eating it be'iser, so to speak, ayde bittul berov, which we explained last week, instead of eating the tarovis ayde bittul berov, you might as well wait until the iser falls away. Let's say mikoach hazman, it falls away. The iser muktza falls away, and now you can eat the tarovis beheter gummer, not having to rely on the principle of bittul berov. This is Rashi's approach, very pragmatic. The Ran had a beautiful study explanation, so we'll just do the condensed version of the Ran. The basic yisod of the Ran was this is really a chisaron in bittul berov itself. Bittul berov, step one, needs hisnagdus. It needs a clash between, we're working with the chachamim here, it needs a clash between iser and heter, a halachic status of iser and heter. So in general, when you have nevela and a chaticha of heter, you have iser and heter, there produces a conflict. There's now a clash, and now we have to be machria through the mechanism of bittul berov, and that is matir the tarovas. However, says the Ran, by davar sheish lo matirim, the iser and heter clash is not a full-fledged clash, because since the iser is somewhat compromised, because it's only to become mutter, whether mikoach hazman, the muktzah will fall away, or through an operation of being poda something, or being matir neder, whatever it is, the iser is only to become mutter. So since the status of iser is only to become mutter, that status of iser is compromised, and that doesn't represent a full-fledged conflict, a full-fledged clash, but rather only a partial clash. And therefore, davar sheish lo matirim is not batal, because you don't have the correct full-fledged clash of hisnagdus to trigger the principle of bittul berov. That was the Ran second approach, fundamental approach by bittul berov. We pointed out and we plugged in these two mahalchim in Sabak Darabon Lakula and by Min Be'ino Mino. We pointed out that was last week's shir. Okay, good Abdama. Everyone has it? Good. Now let's take these two approaches of Ran and Rashi, Legabe, bittul berov, and plug it into the next following four nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one. Prima Gadim, in his Abdama, the Hilchos Taroves, Chelek Gimel, also very good to know. Whenever you say the word Prima Gadim and Hagdama, that's a very nice thing to say in the Faher. Prima Gadim in his Hagdama, with like a little finger. in Hilchos Taroves in Chelek Gimel. It means it's a big deal. So Prima Gadim says the following nafkamina. So what about a case where a person has a Beitza Shenolda B'yomtiv? Okay? So that's a classic Isser Mukta. And we already said that's called a Darashish Lomatir. But what if this Beitza Shenolda B'yomtiv was born to a Tarnagol that was a Trefa?
Yadua?
Yadua Lanu that it was a Trefa. Vaday Trefa. So what do we have here? We have an egg that has two statuses of Isser. One status of Isser is an Isser Mukta. The second status of Isser is an Isser Trefa. Now, one of those status of Isser, the Isser Mukta, technically is only to becoming Mutter in 24 hours. However, the Isser of Trefa is a permanent Isser, like Nevela, like anything else. So the question becomes, if this egg, which has two statuses of Isser, Trefa, and Mukta, gets mixed up with other eggs of Heter, would we apply the principle of Dover Sheish Lamatirim and say that it's not Batel Berov? Or should we argue that no, it should be Batel Berov? So Prima Gadim, in his Akdama to Hilchos Taroves, says, Psicha is also a better sprach, Psicha. Hilchos Taroves, he says that this is totally on our two shitas. Anybody want to give it a try before I do it? It's a little bit, go ahead.
No, I think I know it.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, so the Prima Gadim says that in Rashi, he holds Achet Tuchlan Be'eser Tuchlan Be'heter. So here, that could also refer to when you have different degrees of Isser. So here you have two degrees of Isser, you have two levels of Isser. So why should I rely on downgrading one level of Isser when I can just...
Good, excellent, right. Go ahead, go ahead. Ran is a little bit of a knish, but go ahead, say it.
Okay, fine. And so the Ran holds that...
you need a clash.
Right, so this is, I mean, it's the... So even though the Mukta itself is not a clash, but...
Trefa is. Oh. So Prima Gadim says that if you work with Acha Tochlenu Be'eser, Tochlenu Be'heter, working with Rashi Shita, so the whole point is pragmatic. Why rely on Bittul Barov to eat Isurim if I can just wait 24 hours? So Hagam, that the Trefa will not fall away, but I can still downgrade this egg from having two Isurim to having one Isur by waiting 24 hours. So this egg would be classified as a Dover Sheish Lomatirim and not subject to Bittul Barov because I can downgrade the egg from having two Isurim to one Isur. Now, she is probably bothered a little bit, and I saw it in his eyes, but the assumption that Prima Gadim is making, it's a valid assumption, we've seen it in the Shach as well, in Kuf Beis, regarding Klisha Ben Yomo to becoming an Ben Yomo. The Prima Gadim is assuming that this svara, this compelling argument of Acha Tochlenu Be'eser Tochlenu Be'heter, doesn't mean that we need to get a full-fledged heter, that you're eating this egg with complete heter. As long as you're downgrading Yisurim, that's also a sufficient revach. If by waiting 24 hours I will downgrade from two Yisurim to one Isur, that still is part of the compelling argument that this should be called Darshei Shomatir and not Batel Berov. One could have been a fact fake on that. That's a Prima Gadim's Anacha. You don't hear the Anacha?
Why is he making that Anacha?
That's his Anacha. You can Marviach one Isur less. It's a fair argument. You could say, well, no. Acha Tochlenu Be'eser Tochlenu Be'heter means I get a full-fledged...
It's just having to start with the words.
Each status of Isur has its own heter. That's his Anacha.
He's talking about eating it. He's not talking about eating that specific Isur. He's talking about eating the whole thing.
Yeah, but one of them could have been the egg.
You could never eat a Be'heter. So the words aren't Mestadar.
Which words? The word that I
can have. Well, also
he
has
a can never eat to a Be'heter.
Relative to the status of Mukta, you could eat a Be'heter. Why rely on Bittul Barov to circumvent, to overcome two Isurim? Rely on Bittul Barov only for one Isur.
Because also the case was Vinis Arba.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, I think you're right. There is a, you can mefakvik on that stuff. Yeah. Okay. However, on the other side, says the Prima Gadim, if you work with the Ran, that what you need is a cheftza of Isser to represent a clash with the other chafatzim in this taroves of Heter, you need a clash. So Hagam, even though, by now you have to know what Hagam means, Hagam that Isser Mukta doesn't represent a clash because it's only Leo's Mutter, and that doesn't represent a clash because it's not an absolute Isser, but the Isser Trefa Shabo, the status of Isser Trefa that this egg has, does represent a clash with the other eggs. And if we are dining up on this egg itself, relative to the other eggs, this egg has a clash with the other eggs. And we should apply the principle of bittul beruv, and it would not classify as davar sheyesh lo matirim. There is a full-fledged clash, mitzad, the iser treifa of this egg. This is the Prima Gadim's attempted nafkamina. You can fakfik on the first side, and Lina Steichti, there's even a pickbook on the second side, but we'll leave it for now. That's the Prima Gadim's mahalach. Okay, that's nafkamina number one. Pretty straightforward. Nafkamina two is a geshmaka one. A lot of fun with this one. A lot of practical applications come out of this one. Noah, you're going to like this one. Okay? We're going to be all over the place with this one. Nafkamina number two is the tzlach. Who was the tzlach?
Yehuda.
Very good. What's his real name?
Yehuda.
Very good. Where is he born? Where is he a Rav?
Prague.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Look at this. Like this. Fine. So it's very good to know the names. It's very good to know where they're from. And also, the stam, you don't want to start making machokasim between tzlach and rambams. It's different generations. You have to know who's who. So the tzlach, imsachim, daf tes and beis, and in beis, daf dal and beis, and know the Yehuda, same person, tinyana, says the following qualification on davar sheyesh lo matirim. Says, this that we say, davar sheyesh lo matirim is not batul berov, or this that we say, the davar sheyesh lo matirim, we say, safek derabban lechumra, that only pertains to an iser achila. Egg, mukta, is asher be'achila, and you can't consume this tarovis because of davar sheyesh lo matirim. However, he says, iser tiltul, which mukta also has, you can't move tiltul mukta, iser tiltul, or another example he gives is iser hana. Let's say a chametz, assuming chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, which we'll get to later on. If chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, we know there's an iser hana of davar sheyesh lo from chametz. So if you have chametz that is mixed up in a taroves, so out the achila of a chametz, you can't eat it because it's davar sheyesh lo matirim, assuming it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. But says the tzach, the hana that you can get from chametz, you could do. That would be batal. Isurei tiltul and isurei hana are batal. And they're not classified as a davar sheyesh lo matirim. The only thing that is davar sheyesh lo matirim are isurei achila. And he explains himself. Why is that? What's this arbitrary distinction between isurei achila and isurei tiltul and isurei hana? He says, well, if you work with Rashi svara of atra tochlenu be'isra tochlenu be'heter, that svara is saying a very pragmatic explanation that if this activity could easily be done later on when the isra falls away, why rely on bittul berov? Just wait later on and eat it later on. But if I can show you that there would be a hefsid, there would be some kind of loss, some kind of loss in the total situation, then the compelling argument wouldn't be compelling anymore. If I can show you that this activity could not be done just as easily later on, then it wouldn't be compelling anymore. So he says like this, when it comes to the isra achila, you have a specific chifetz at hand. This achila is a one-time act. You eat this egg now, or you eat this egg later. So instead of relying on bittul berov, shaveh b'shaveh, all you have in between is waiting. Wait, and eat this specific ma'isa achila later. But tiltul, or hana, is not a single act. There are multiple opportunities of tiltul, and multiple opportunities of hana that a person can get from a chifetz. There are multiple hishtamshishes that you can do. You can move the mukta today. You can move the mukta tomorrow. So you can't tell me, based on Asher Tochenu Be'Tochenu Be'Heter, that instead of using the tiltul now, do the tiltul tomorrow. What do you mean? I want to do tiltul now, and I want to do it tomorrow. I want to get two tiltulim. So don't tell me to wait on this tiltul and do that tiltul tomorrow, because today's tiltul is not the same hishtamshus as tomorrow's hishtamshus. It's two different hishtamshuses. Isser Hana is a repeated act. I can smell the aroma of the chametz today. I can smell the aroma of the chametz tomorrow. You can't tell me wait on the smelling right now and do the smelling tomorrow because I want to do two smellings. Masha Enkin, when it comes to a classic Isra Achila of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim, the act is a single act. Consume this chifetz. You can only consume it once. So if I consume it now, I have to rely on Bittul Berov. Don't do that. Wait till next, don't wait till tomorrow, and do the same act that you were only able to do once. Do it tomorrow because it's only waiting 24 hours. Says the Tzlach, Atah tochenu b'isra tochenu b'heter is only compelling when it comes to isuri achila. But tiltul, mukta, there's multiple opportunities, repeated activities of that hishtamshus, and that you can't tell me to wait till the next day. If you want a mushel, just to make it, I'm not sure if it, let's give you a mushel. Eitan just told me this, actually, this mushel. They went, once went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Tzal, and they asked him a shayla. We want to take a ball, they want to say, can we play basketball on Shabbos? That was the original Shiloh. Can we play basketball on Shabbos? Rav Chaim didn't know what basketball was. So they started explaining to him what basketball was. They said, there's a ball, and there's a net, and we try to take the ball and put it into the net. What?
Yeah, that's what you do.
So he said, why don't you, I don't understand. If you want to get the ball into the net, just do it after Shabbos, he said. Why do you have to do it on Shabbos? But this, it's the same point. I don't want to do it after Shabbos. I want to play ball now on Shabbos, and I want to play ball later on after Shabbos. But that was Rav Chaim's godliness. He didn't know what basketball was. But the point is the same thing here. When it comes to tiltul, there's multiple hisdamnus, multiple hishtamshuses, multiple opportunities for the same act from the same chifetz. Mashi'enkein, an isra achila, is a one-time act. So it's compelling to say, do the achila tomorrow, don't do the achila today. But tiltul, hana, you can do it multiple times. So don't make me wait, because if you make me wait, I'm going to lose out on an opportunity right now to do tiltul or hana. Let's bring out some applications to highlight this point. So
this is the only true
question. Oh, very good, Meir. Sorry, thank you for reminding me. So the ben of the tzlach, the son of the tzlach, Rav Shmuel Landau, in a Shabbos Gadol Drasha in Prague in 5551, which was 232 years ago, argued on his father and said, what you're saying, Fav Tati, is only true Lefi Rashi. It's not true Lefi the Ran. Lefi the Ran.
You mentioned this in his drasha.
Yeah, this was his Shabbos Gadol Drasha. It's a very chashuv drasha. Lefi the Ran, this would not be true. Lefi Rashi, okay, it's not a compelling argument. But Lefi Ran, all we care about is whether or not there is hisnagdus or there's no hisnagdus. And Isser Tiltul, and Isser Hana, these chafatzim are only to becoming mutter the next day. And because it's only to become mutter, there's not a sufficient clash with the dover haheter. There's no sufficient clash. They're both heter. And it's not batal berov. So this that you're saying, asher tochel v'asher tochel v'heter, doesn't apply. That's only if you hold like Rashi. But if you hold like the Ran's hesver of dover sheish l'matirim, that it's tali on clash, on hisnagdus, I don't care if it's an act that can be repeated multiple times. This dover ha'iser doesn't represent a clash with the other Dvarim Heterim because it's only to becoming mutter. So that would be nafkamina number two between Rashi and the Ran. Whether or not we apply Dover Shei Yishlom Heterim to Isurim other than Achila, like Tiltul and Hana. But there are other cases as well. Let's give three applications just to make it more geschmack. So Or HaShabbos and Oreach Yisrael bring down the following Maisa that took place. Very similar situations. The Oreach Yisrael says there was once a situation where a regular house, family house, residential house, and there was a pushka that was placed on top of a dinner plate before Shabbos. And they always left their pushka on that dinner plate before Shabbos. So later on that night, after Shabbos already was chal, the little girl wanted to set the table for the next day. And she saw that she was short of dinner plates. So what she did is she took the pushka off the dinner plate that was there, and she took that plate and started setting the table. And now no one knows which one of those plates had the pushka. So what's the issue? Right. That since the pushka was on the plate at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's muksa, it's a basis to a davar ha'isser. The plate is a basis to davar ha'isser. And even if you somehow remove the pushka, it doesn't make a difference. The dinner plate remains usser. So now what do you have? You have a plate which has an isser mukta mixed up with other plates. So now the question became, can we use any one of these plates? It's an isser mukta. So should we say it's davar sheyesh lo matirim or not? So in a similar case, the Or HaShabbos gives that in a hotel, one of the people who came to the hotel got rishus from the manager to light Hanukkah candles on a chair in the dining room. During Hanukkah, before Shabbos, this is Erev Shabbos, and lo and behold, Shabbos came, and the janitor came and removed the Neros Hanukkah from that chair, and he stacked it up with all the other chairs. And now you have a chair that is a Dover, a bus is a Dover HaAser, that is mixed up with all the kisos in the dining room of the lab of the hotel, 300, 400 kisos, and now you have tons of people who want to have come eat supper, dinner, whatever it is, Leil Shabbos Suda. Leil Shabbos Suda in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and they can't because every chair may be the basis of the davar ha'iser. In order to eat on that chair, you need to have a bittul berov. So says the Or HaShabbos and the Oreach Yisrael that if you work with the hanacha of the tzlach, then this would be mutter. You could apply bittul berov because this would not be classified as davar sheyesh lo matirim. Because since we're talking about an iser tiltul, non-isra achila. You can't tell me that I should wait from using this kisei till the next day because I want to eat now, I want to sit on the kisei now and sit the next day. It's two different ishtamshas. So there's no compelling argument of atu tochenu bis or tochenu beheter. Again, working with Rashi Shita. So assuming you work with the tzlach, which Rav Moshe does paskin like the tzlach b'shas tzlach, you'd be able to rely on this kula and eat on the chair or use the plate for the dinner plate for the girl who was setting up the table for Shabbos. Rav Yashiv is quoted to have said that we have to assume that this is not a darshan of minyan. If chairs or plates are counted, then that would be a darshan of minyan. That would be another reason to say it's not bottle. But if assuming it's not a darshan of minyan, you'd be able to rely on the tzlach and be matched to the plates and the chair. Yeah.
But there wasn't a row of Petter, then you wouldn't be able.
Yeah, but you have. You have 300 chairs. Only
if
one
room. Two chairs, then you'd be stuck.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But that's, plates are not a darshan of minyan?
It depends. I assume not. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe not.
Not?
I don't know. It's hard to know. You have to know. It goes by Zman and Makom. I'm not sure. I don't know. Usually when you go to a store, you buy dinner plates of 8, dinner plates of 12 settings, so it could be it is darshan of minyan. That's a ha'ar. You have to chesh more than it's a darshan of minyan or not. But bikar, assuming it's not a darshan of minyan, then you would be able to rely on the heter of the tzlach. Second application, Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Laman Aleph. This is a fun one. Ooh, wow. So there was a girl, who got divorced from her first husband, and she got a get, and because the get was written like in a weird way, the signatures weren't done b'ksav ashuris, the Rav who wrote the get, administered the get, seemed a little bit shady because he didn't follow the normal procedures of the get. So she got a second get a few weeks later that was kosher l'mahadrin. Okay. After a short while, maybe a week or two later, she met a new shidduch. And this shidduch, this new husband, wanted to marry her immediately. He didn't want to wait. And his mother was 92 years old. And she wanted to finally see him down the chuppah. And she didn't want him to wait. She wanted to get the chasana rolling. And he wasn't a kind puravu, so he wanted to get married right away. The problem is, the Gemara Yevamos Lemalef says, there's an Issur Derabanan of Gimel Chadashim, Havchana. We have to make sure that a second marriage happens 3 months after the first marriage, after the first divorce, to make sure that any child that is born is clearly from the second father and not from the first father. So the problem was that it was 3 months from the first get, but it was still toch 3 months of the second get. So they asked Rav Moshe, can we count from the first get? Do we have to count from the second get? So Rav Moshe said, it depends. If the first get is part of the puzzle, then the get is part of the puzzle, you have to count from the second get. But if the first get only has some chashashos be'alma, even a suffik psul, you can be mekel. Because suffik derabanan lekula. Gimel chadashim is a derabanan. You have a suffik pertaining to the get. Let's assert that the first get was good. 3 months have passed, you can get married. Says Rav Moshe on himself, what do you mean? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. This get is a suffik derabanan. All I have to do is wait another 3 weeks to finish all the 3 months. Why am I relying on suffik derabanan lekula? Says Rav Moshe, the tzlach. The tzlach told us that the isra of davar sheyesh lo matirim only applies to isuri achila. But tiltol, hana, and in this case, Bia is a tashmish that you can do multiple times. It's something that can be repeated. It's not one individual act. So you can't tell me to wait 3 months because I want to have tashmish now with a wife, and I also want to have tashmish afterwards with my wife. So those are two independent opportunities of tashmish. So says Rav Moshe at the end, Lias Daiti, the tzlach is MS, v'roi lismuch al zeh l'dina b'shas hatchak. You can rely on the tzlach, and therefore he was matir, this husband, to marry this new woman, and count the 3 months from the first get, and I have to wait an additional month, and now his mother, Baruch Hashem, will be able to see him down the chuppah.
So why on the Shas HaTchak
then? Shas HaTchak, because she's 92 years old, and he wasn't the kind of guru.
Why is Rav Moshe saying it's only Shas HaTchak?
That's his Hashara. Why?
So I don't know. Is MS only?
That's already in Hilchos Koch HaPsak, why he said Shas HaTchak alone. That's a good question. Let's keep moving.
Sokol was just talking about that yesterday.
Oh yeah? Okay. No, the Behuda, just parenthetically, has a very similar case where a woman, midoraisa, checked herself before going to the mikveh, which is all you have to do, just examine yourself. Midorabanan, we require her to do a chafifa. We require her to do certain preparations, take a bath, comb her hair. And this woman forgot whether or not she combed her hair or not. So says No, the Behuda, and this is based on the Maharsham, if you're going to have to postpone the tefillah to the next. So he says, Savadaran Lakula. Savadaran Lakula, and you don't do the Chafifa again. So says the Marashan, why is that? Based on Letzach. No, the Behuda is Letzach, the same person. If I'm going to have to push the tefillah off to the next day and require her to do, push it off to the next day because of a suffix, I'm going to lose another Bia. If I can do it now, then fine. But if I have to push it off another day, I'm going to lose Bia. Bia is a sec, is multiple Hishamshuses. And therefore, Savad Darabon, the Kula does apply because it's not a Darashiyash no material. This is a very similar case to Ramosha. The last and third and final application is a good one. Very gishmakon, very practical for us. Person, yeah?
If this is a long answer, then we can skip this. But for it to be a suffix, isn't it that if... really, the question would be, would that count as a suffix if she did those preparations and wouldn't have a suffix anymore?
Yeah, that's the point.
So it's not really a suffix.
She has a suffix khafifa. She's not sure if she did it or not. If she has...
No,
we want her to do the khafifa again. But if by doing so again, she's going to have to push off the mikvah.
Oh, like if she can't get it in...
Yeah, she's going to have to push it off. So we say, no, it's okay. Savad Rabbala Kula, even though it's a Dabar Shiesh Lomatirim, it's biyado to do a khafifa. No. Savad Rabbala Kula, because it's Dabar Shiesh Lomatirim. No, because the Tzlach says, Bia is multiple opportunities of Bia. So don't make me push it off another day. I want to do Bia now, tonight, and tomorrow. Fine. The third application of this Tzlach is the Yad Yehuda and the Darach Tshuva. Person ate meat, and the classic case on Shabbos, he doesn't remember how many hours it's been since meat. And now he wants to have pizza, he wants to have ice cream. Suffolk, 6 hours. Suffolk, 6 hours. So the Yad Yehuda says, you have to be machmir. It's a nisa derabanan. He says, you can't say suffolk derabanan lakula. It's a dover, shayish lo matirim. I can eat in an hour from now. I can just wait until 6 hours are vaday over. Let's say it's 7 o'clock, you're not sure if it's 2 or 1, just wait another hour. And that's it. Darish Yishamatir, Yad Yehuda's Machmir, you have to wait until you vade know it's 6 hours. Comes along with Darche Tshuva and says, no. Based on this Tzlach, and this is a little bit of a Chiddush now, because this is even an Isra Achila, but you'll see why. Says the Darche Tshuva, based on the Tzlach, I'm able to be Mekel. I don't have to say Savad Rabban L'Chumra because it's Darish Yishamatir. It's not Darish Yishamatir. Why? Because Toch the 6 hours, I have multiple opportunities of eating cheese. It's not a specific chefza that is limited to one act. During the 6 hours, I can eat cheese now, I can eat cheese later. So don't tell me Dover Sheish Lo Matirim. The Tzlach would tell you, this is not a Dover Sheish Lo Matirim. I have multiple opportunities of being dairy, of eating that cheese, and that cheese. So I'm able to rely on some of Darabon Lekula. And the Rav Hofstadter, the head of Dirshu, his son, wrote a whole sefer on Basra Chalab, and he adds that this is especially true when it comes to if you're in the 6th hour. There are many Rishonim who hold that it doesn't have to be Sheish Shalos Legamre, Kesh Sheish. In the 6th hour is okay. And for sure, the other Rishonim would say even an hour, which is the Ramah Iker Din Halacha, even an hour is enough. You certainly have what to rely on. So case in point, you have a suffix Sheish Shalos, says the Badi Ashulchan of Sak LeHalacha, a person has a right, Shasomich LeHakel Bezeh LoHifsid. You're allowed to be Mekel, that's the Poski Ashkenaz. And the Poski Sfarad, Yalkut Yosef, also passes this way based on this analysis. You can be Mekel, especially if it's within the 6th hour. You can definitely be Mekel and eat cheese because you have the Tzlach to rely on. And other reasons as well. The Tzlach is one of the
many.
Yes.
Yad Yehuda's Machir.
Yes.
Yad Yehuda's Machir. Okay. Are you guys ready for one more piece? Okay, this is like a heavy one, but I wanted to get the... Yeah.
Why did this apply to the Tzlach?
Oh, very good question. Because there, it's a specific chefza of egg that you can only eat once. The ability to eat cheese is a multiple opportunities of eating cheese. There are multiple cheeses in front of you. I can eat multiple cheeses. The case of the Tzlach was talking about a specific egg of muktzah that can only be eaten once.
What if it's like a really big egg?
Oh, that's okay. I want to think about that.
Okay.
Okay, let's round out. I'm not going to get to the fourth Nafkamina, which is Geschmack.
You go a little late, then we'll roll out.
Okay, let's just do three. I think three is good. You can tell me, I added all these practical applications because I think it makes it more practical and more to life when you see the Lumbus and then how it applies to Lahalach. But, okay, this is the third heavy item, and then Hashem will conclude with this. And if we have time, one day we'll do the fourth one. It has to do with Recha, so maybe we'll just slip it in by Recha. If we do Recha, we'll see. Fine. So the third nafkamina between Rashi and Ran is a very fundamental nafkamina. This gets into the shaila of chametz bePesach. And this is not just relevant for Pesach coming up. We're doing Pesachim right now. So this is very relevant for Pesachim. So Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brings down Rava. It's a whole sugya over there. Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. But we're going to focus in on Rava Shita LeHalacha, because that's the Hilchasa that he's paskining. Rava paskins LeHilchasa that chametz during Pesach, chametz bizmano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, doesn't make a difference. Whenever chametz is in a tarovis on Pesach, it is not batal. Usser, he says. Usser b'mashu. It's not subject to bittul beruv. So the big question in the Rishonim is, why? What's so special about chametz that makes it not subject to bittul beruv? So for this, there's a major fundamental machlokes Rishonim. Tosos, Simsachim, Daf Lamed, B'Shem Rabbi Hudaigon, and the Mechames in his first answer, in his first Mahalach, and other Rishonim as well, the Ran brings this down as well, that chametz has a chomer. We know that chametz is very, very chomer. So midrabanan chazal were machmir when it comes to chametz. Why is chametz so chomer? So the Mechames says three reasons. Number one, chametz is an iser karis. Number two, has an iser bal yirah bal yimatzeh. And number three, lo bedili minay. So in order, because chametz has such a chomer to its iser, chazal determined that midrabanan, whenever chametz is found in a taroves, we want you to stay away as far as possible. It's not batal beruv. That's the first approach in Rishonim. Comes along the Mechames in the second answer, and this is how the Rambam codifies it lehalach and Mechazos Tzuros Tesvav Tes. The Rambam and the second day and the Ramban say, no, it's not based on Chomer de Chametz, Chomer Yisuro, but rather it's based on Dover Sheyishto Matirim. Chametz is Usser for 7 days, and if you just wait till the week is over, this Chametz will become Mutter again. So instead of relying on Bittul Berov and eating this taroves with chametz, just wait 7 days and you'll be able to eat the chametz after Pesach. It's a classic dover sheyesh lo matir. That's what the Rambam holds. So we'll call it Tosos versus the Rambam. Is it? They both hold that it's not batal, but for different reasons. Tosos because of chomer de isuro, and the Rambam because of dover sheyesh lo matir. Now this has massive nafkaminas the halacha. Just to throw out two small nafkaminas, sub nafkaminas, why this is very important. Because, for example, the Russian Beis Hay brings down that if you have chametz during 6 hours and on Erev Pesach, and it's found in the taroves, and you want to eat that taroves, it's subject to this machlokes. If you hold like Tosos, that the reason why chametz is not batal on Pesach is because of kares, lo bedili in shemineh, chomer di isura, well, guess what? Chametz on Erev Pesach, 6 hours, is malchus, but there's no kares. So there will be batal. But if you hold like the Ramban, the chametz b'Pesach is usher because of dover sheyesh l'matirin. That's why it's not batal. So even chametz on sheyesh l'mala on erev Pesach will not be batal because there is a heter le'isuro. Or a second nafkamina the Magen Avraham brings down. If you have chametz nuksha on Pesach itself, if you go with Tosfos and the Rush that is based on kares, there's no kares by chametz nuksha, so it'll be batal. However, dover sheyesh l'matirin, it still applies and it will not be batal. These are two classic nafkaminas that are brought down lehalacha and Shulchan Aruch. Be it as it may, we have a major machlokas whether or not chametz is classified as davar sheyesh lo matirim or not. Now, one of the major tainas that is brought down against the Rambam, who holds davar sheyesh lo matirim, is by Rav Chaim Katz. Rav Chaim Katz, according to Mordechai, argues the following argument against the Rambam. How can you tell me that chametz is davar sheyesh lo matirim? While it's true that in 7 days from now, this chametz will become mutter, but after all, in a year from now, it's going to become usser again. It's chozer v'nesar. If I held on to this chametz for a year, it'll become usser again. So how can you classify as a dover sheyesh lo matirim? It doesn't have a heter legamre. It's going to become usser again, me'elov, just mikach hazman, in a year from now. So how can you call this a dover sheyesh lo matirim? This is the Taina or Rav Chaim Katz. There's a second Taina as well, but this is the one Taina that is brought down by Rav Chaim Katz against the Rambam. How can you classify this as Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in Kuf Beis Chavav, Toras Chesed, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Tes, and the Tzlach, no Rabbi Yehuda, again, says that this is Tali on our two Mahalchim, Rashi and the Ram. If you hold like Rashi, that the reason why a davar sheyesh lo matirim in general is based on a compelling argument of Acha Tochlenu Be'Isr Tochlenu Be'Heter, well, that for sure applies to Chametz. Chametz, instead of relying on Bittul Barov during Pesach and eating this Tarobes, just wait 7 days and eat it after Pesach. And even though it's true of Shimon Paskin, there's a Knas of Chametz Shavar Lo Pesach, but that doesn't apply to a Tarobes, that only applies to Be'en. So you can totally eat this Tarobes Be'Heter Gomer after Pesach. Acha Tochlenu Be'Isr Tochlenu Be'Heter. However, if you go with the Shita Saran, that the reason why Davar Shiyesh Lo Matir is not Batal is based on a lack of Hisnagdus, a lack of clash, one could argue the following Svara. This that we say that there's a lack of clash is only when this Isser will have a permanent Heter. The only right now, Basar Hashta, when you look at the Isser right now, it's Usser. You want to now be mafkia its status and compromise its status based on the fact that it's going to become mutter? Well, if it's going to become mutter, it's itself compromised because it's a bichos of a nasar again that reflects the fact that really this is an absolute Isser. The fact that temporarily during that middle part of Zman there was a heter is just circumstantial. It's just incidental. This Isser really is a valid absolute Isser. It's just conditional. During some times of the year it's Usser, during some times of the year it's Heter. But it can't tell me that this Isser is omeid Leos Heter Gomer, like we have by Muktza, where it remains Mutter. So you could, Tanya, you could argue, says the Tzlach, that Lefi the Ran, of course this should not be a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim. Of course it should not be a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim, and it should be Batal. Because there would be a clash. There would be a clash between the Isser and the Heter. This Chametz is going to be Chozer V'Nesar again next year. Okay. We'll stop here. This is the third Nafkamina. There's a fourth Nafkamina, but...
You're not saying this is completely Mokhrat, right?
You could argue the other way. Yes, you could argue the other way. There is a time in which you could still say it's compromised. But the fact... Rechaim Katz, at least, we'll explain Rechaim Katz. What's his Tanya? His Tanya doesn't make sense if you work with Rashi. His Tanya can only make sense if you work with the Ran, who says we have to gauge his Nagdus. So you can say that the fact that it becomes Usher again later on reflects the fact that really it's Usher all year long. Just it's based on conditions. You need to have a certain Zman when it becomes Usher. But really, its Shem is Usher the whole year round, because Haraya, it becomes Usher again later on. So therefore, that would be his Nagdus, and it would be subject to Bittul. So just bottom line, fourth Nafkamina will leave for a different time. And just bottom line, Pesach Halacha, the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, all bring down this Halacha of Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim. The Taz points out that it's only Din Derabanan, it's not Batal. The Taz and the Shach both bring down the Svara of Rashi. However, the Taz and Sifkat and Hay does say that the Ran Svara is Nachon Me'od. So it does sound like the Taz is leaning towards the Ran's Svara. In terms of Min Be'en Omino, the Mechaber and the Torah bring down that this only applies to Min Be'en. It does not apply to Min Be'en Omino. And we already pointed out that Torah Schatas has a potential answer for Rashi Shita, and the Taz and Shach bring that down. The Pisrei Tshuva brings down this Heter today that we had at the Tzlach. Rav Moshe is willing to rely on it B'Shas HaTchak, we saw. And the Ramah in Sevin Kuf Beis Sif Dalet brings down the 2 days by Chametz Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim. And he actually quotes Rav Chaim Katz as the Taina to say that it's not Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim. He brings both Deyas, the Mishnah Berurah as well brings down both Deyas, but he also seems to hold that it's based on Chumer de Pesach, it's not based on Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim when it comes to Chametz. And finally, the Raman, Kuf Beis Dalin, we didn't do this today, so I don't have to quote that one. Okay, we didn't do enough. Okay, Shkara. 30 seconds, Marv, or we're not doing it?